VCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
We do thank you for joining us on Crosstalk here on VCY America. And just before we introduce our guest and topic today, I would remind you to be praying for the peoples of Ukraine. Just got off the phone a short time ago with a friend of mine who has a family living in the region, and now we're subject to some of the shelling and bombing that was going on as he has talked with them. A very difficult time for many who are fleeing the nation. And we know this attack from Russia is taking place. Frank Gaffney was with us last week, said it appears he's being the Russian dictator being really set on nothing else than conquest of this nation. But certainly we see a lot of people fleeing. We are seeing innocent lives that are being taken through the violence that is taking place in this region. And again, we just remind you to be praying for the peoples of Ukraine. And we know that be praying specifically for pastors and churches and born-again believers, and be praying that through this time of challenge that the gospel would be entering places it otherwise would not have access to. Ladies and gentlemen, it's no secret we're a world in turmoil, not only in this area of world conflict with nation against nation, but also we're in turmoil in the realm of morality, or should I say immorality, because immorality is abounding and it's growing. Not only does the Bible foretell the Lord's return as it was in the days of Noah, where man did that which was continuously evil, we see in the book of Genesis, but also as it was in the days of Lot. Here's what it says in Luke chapter 17, starting at verse 26. As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise, also as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they brought, they sold, they planted, they builded. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. Ladies and gentlemen, keep in mind that it's God that established marriage as between a man and a woman. Keep in mind that it's God who created mankind as male and female. Yes, we're even, I should say ever more becoming like the days of Lot. You know, a recent Gallup poll indicated an uptick in the number of those individuals identifying as LGBT. Biological males are identifying as females and are breaking swimming records held by biological females. And it's being boasted that there are more LGBTQ plus candidates running for Congress in 2022 than ever before in the history of the United States of America. Joining us today to talk about these and related issues, we welcome back Peter LaBarbera, founder and president of Americans for Truth. Peter, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Jim. Thanks for the opportunity.
Well, Peter, we've got a lot to unfold today, and I'd like to begin with this Gallup poll that came out last month, or earlier in February, a Gallup poll indicating that the number of those identifying the U.S. as LGBT, they report is 7.1%, up from 5.6% in 2020. And, Peter, that's less than that's a far greater number than less than 3% that we saw not too many years ago. Your comments on this Gallup poll.
Yeah, Jim, we've seen, according to this Gallup poll, and I'm not sure if I believe entirely in these polls, but the trend line is what's important. You see basically a doubling from 2012. It says the result was 3.5% in 2012. Now it's 2021, which is last year, it was 7.1%. And obviously this is the result of the massive propaganda, the ubiquitous indoctrination in the form of one-sided media and one-sided everything when it comes to this issue, Jim. Of course, voices like WVCY are very rare in our culture these days. The kids are only hearing one side of the story, and it amounts to a sort of a public brainwashing, an indoctrination of sorts, in which you're putting ideas in these kids' head, and we've seen it with the girls, the sudden rush of so many young girls claiming they're boys, and you know all of this propaganda on the side of sexual deviance and basically sin has had its effect.
Well, it really has, Peter. And I'd like to talk about in particular, and you alluded to it with the younger the individual generation, the indoctrination that's taking place. But one of the interesting items they brought out in their poll, and this poll, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, was an aggregated 2021 data encompassing interviews with more than 12,000 U.S. adults. But according to this poll here, Generation Z, now that's those born between 1997 and 2003, are self-identifying as LGBT at the rate of 20.8%, 1 in 5. Millennials born the years 1981 to 1996 at 10.5%. Generation X, that's born between 1965 and 1980, at 4.2%. Baby boomers, 1946 to 1964, 2.6%. And traditionalists, born before 1946, at 0.8%. So, Peter, you know, one looks at this and wonders what accounts for this Generation Z self-identifying as LGBT at a rate of 1 in 5. And I can only think of the indoctrination that's been happening in schools, library books, the drag queen story hours, the media, the entertainment, the Hollywood actors and actresses getting up to promote these lifestyles, and the list goes on.
Yeah, Jim, and I think also it's a post-Christianity factor. What we're seeing is a culture that has jettisoned God, mm-hmm. and that is now living, people are living by what they feel. And, you know, we hear the phrase, my truth. And I've seen LGBTQ young people apply this to themselves. And the problem is that if everybody gets to pick their truth, there is no truth. And of course, we know what the truth is. The Bible is the truth. And what we're seeing here is exactly, actually, Jim, this we didn't even predict it would become like this. If you would have told me 20 years ago that we would see more than 1 in 5 young adults and teenagers identifying in some way, and this is not just lesbian and gay, this is non-binary, they have same gender loving, pansexual, all these orientations which are continually metastasizing, and there's more and more, Jim. But I never would have believed it.
Yeah.
And this is what we're seeing is essentially a mass propaganda effort, and it's in line also with when God, the boundaries that God sets up, when those are disregarded and faith is disregarded, and we have less and less people going to church, especially young people. This is what happens, and this is how a civilization declines to the point of being destroyed.
Well, Peter, again, as I hearken back to the days of Lot, you know, as I read the outcome or in the start of the program, that is, where they were just going about their everyday life. And yes, they were engaging in these immoral acts, and God brought judgment down as a result. But I see the numbers of the younger generation. I really believe this is going to continue to likely skyrocket due to all of this indoctrination going on. I saw a story in LifeSiteNews.com recently reporting that children as young as four, the preschool ages are being taught to question their gender identity. Now we got parents hauling them off to drag queen story hours at 2 and 3 years old, and sadly there are even churches holding these drag queen stories hours now in certain parts of this world. But children being taught to question their gender identity, is it any wonder that these numbers are skyrocketing the lower in age we go?
Right, Jim, exactly. You've got children who are very impressionable, and you could actually normalize a lot of bad things to children. And you've basically allowed the inmates to run the asylum in the sense that they're basically we have transgender and homosexual activists who are teachers who are pushing this. You have allies who are not LGBT, but they might as well be. They're so pro LGBT. They're teaching the kids. You've got media which is allowing basically homosexual reporters to always report on homosexual oriented stories, and the same with transgender. You basically have this agenda has been given carte blanche, and there's no criticism. Remember, Jim, when we started doing these interviews many years ago now, mm-hmm. there used to be, you know, the conservatives were included. Christians were quoted in stories as, even if it wasn't fair, they at least got a quote in a story in the major media. Now that's all in the past, and these stories are written. I'm talking stories in the Washington Post, New York Times, Chicago Tribune. They're written like they were basically written by by gay activists or trans activists. That's how strong the propaganda is. And basically, people get fooled and things get normalized because of this tremendous effort by media and popular culture to normalize that which is sinful and deviant.
Paul, Peter, I'd like to talk about the sports world and the things that are going on there. I know in the recent Olympics, there were boastings of the increased number of LGBTQ plus athletes, reported at least 34 such open athletes, nearly doubled since the 2018 Winter Olympics. The media has created quite a buzz regarding now William Thomas, a biological male, now going under the name of Leah Thomas, identifying as a female, competing for the women's swimming team at the University of Pennsylvania, broken many records and titles. Todd Starnes just carried this headline, 5 records smashed, fastest female swimmer in Ivy League is a man. Your comments on this, Peter?
Yeah, Jim, you know, we used to talk about how there would be biological males who would exploit all this transgender nonsense, and that appears to be what's happening in the case of quote-unquote Leah Thomas, formerly William Thomas. Now, this is a really awful case. He's shattering these records because, of course, there are physical advantages for a male over a female. That's just how God created male and female. The general rule is that males are bigger, faster, stronger than females. And so what Leah Thomas has done, he was swimming on the male swim team, I think, for 3 years, Jim.
Right.
According to the Daily Mail, the first 3 years of the University of Pennsylvania men's swim team. And there's another story in the Daily Mail going back in earlier this month or maybe earlier in the Daily Mail about how this particular biological man, calling himself Leah Thomas, he dresses in front of the women. He's got male genitalia, Jim, and all a lot of the girls on the team are uncomfortable. They don't want this gender confused man dressing in their locker room, but they can't do anything about it. They've complained to the coach. He's shattering women's records, which of course denies girls and women the opportunity to succeed. When you have a biological male with all the advantages that he has competing against biological females, that is anti-women, and it's robbing women of their opportunities. And it's just finally Americans are starting to see it, and I think this is one area where the transgender agenda has gotten ahead of itself. But look at what's happened here. You've got all these women who are being victimized by this opportunistic man who is, you know, making a mockery of women's sports.
Well, indeed, Peter, and this is why there have been a number of legislative bodies that have started to take action. I know that recently in the state of Iowa, their House approved a bill that would disqualify biological males suffering from gender dysphoria from participating in schools and universities' female athletic programs. South Dakota doing the same thing. They're saying enough is enough. We're harming our girls by having biological males competing against them.
Yeah, and I think the LGBT movement here, Jim, this is a case of just, you know, they're going for too much too fast, despite what we're seeing with the numbers. But by the way, Jim, on that story of the Gallup with the survey, yeah, the Human Rights Campaign, a leading homosexual activist group, celebrated that, of course. But you're right. I mean, people are seeing this. There's a road too far. And when you see this guy, for example, Leah Thomas, so-called, I mean, you just look at his body. He's obviously stronger than all the women he's competing against.
An unfair competition indeed. Peter LaBarbera with us here today on Crosstalk. We'll be back in just 1 minute here on the VCY American Network.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, scientist with the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, whatever happened to Halley's Comet?
Chris, Halley's Comet is what astronomers refer to as a short-term comet. It makes an orbit around the sun every 76 years. People saw it in the early 1900s and then again in the 80s. Astronomers can keep track of it through telescopes, and they've noticed it has decreased in size. Every trip around the sun causes the comet to disintegrate, with the tail of the comet being stripped away. Halley's Comet can't make very many trips around the sun without being totally destroyed. Thus, it couldn't be millions and millions of years old. It's a short-period comet. But there are a lot of short-period comets in the solar system. The solar system can't be billions of years old with all these youthful features in it. Chris, everything fits the recent creation idea that we're taught when we go back to Genesis.
For more information, you can find us on the web at www.icr.org.
we're a nation heading down the wrong path. That's our topic today as we're talking about LGBTQ plus issues. Peter LaBarber is our guest. He is with the group, founder and president, Americans for Truth. And Peter, you've got a website where our listeners can get more info on this and related issues.
Yes, Jim, it's AmericansForTruth.org or .news or .com, and it's F-O-R written out, AmericansForTruth.org.
Okay. Well, Peter, we're just talking about some states that are rising up, and what we're seeing take place in the state of Texas here in late February, rather amazing because of the governor of Texas directing all state agencies to consider transgender drugs and surgeries for minors as illegal child abuse after you get an opinion from their state attorney general, Ken Paxton, declaring that these practices violate Texas law. I mean, that's an amazing step to take as a state.
Yeah, and it's finally common sense going into our public domain here in terms of taking action, and it's sad that it took this long, but this is a wonderful thing that's going on in Texas. I hope this is duplicated in all 50 states. And, you know, Jim, this is he's basically echoing what the president of the American College of Pediatricians said, you know, also calling it child abuse. And this is a great ruling in Texas. It stemmed from an opinion by Ken Paxton, who's another great American there in Texas. But the dangers, first of all, you have just the body mutilations. It's unbelievable that America ever allowed minor children, children under 18 years old, to have their healthy body parts destroyed out of some fantasy of being the opposite sex, so-called gender. It's amazing that it even happens at all, Jim. But we're starting to see in other countries now they're regulating it. They're wising up in places like Sweden and the UK. I guess we're going to be talking about that. And so finally, America is playing catch-up, believe it or not, to the much more liberal countries in Europe, which are saying, look, this is out of control. And, Jim, I wanted to say quick on the president of the American College of Pediatricians, Quentin Van Meter, also using the term child abuse. He says essentially that these gender procedures and these hormone therapies are essentially setting up the child you're basically setting up these children for a disease state, he calls it, Jim. All the things that the so-called cross-sex hormones and these puberty blockers, they can cause sterility, they can cause psychological problems, all sorts of issues can stem from this. It's amazing that it was even allowed to happen.
Indeed. And Peter, you mentioned it here, but yes, indeed, Sweden is now formally recommending against puberty blockers and other transgender hormone drugs for children in a move that's hailed by experts as a major departure from dangerous existing standards. This is guidelines that were released from the Swedish National Board of Health and Welfare. The story is on LifeSiteNews.com. Amazing step that they are taking.
Yes, and it's just sad that America is lagging behind because essentially the strongest, most vocal, I would say most obnoxious transgender activism is occurring here in the United States, and these activists who are, let's not forget, Jim, there would be no big transgender if it wasn't for the big gay activist homosexual lobby, which created this form of activism, and then the transgender activists just sort of picked up.
Hello, Peter. Okay, we just lost you, Peter. Okay, we're going to try and reconnect here with Peter LaBarber, evidently having some issues there, but we will reconnect with him here once again. We're talking about a nation heading down the wrong path here on this matter of LGBTQ plus issues and observing what is taking place. And right now, the governor of Texas, through the attorney general's position on this, Texas is saying, no, this is child abuse. Now we have Sweden saying that this matter of puberty blockers ruling against this as well. And we've got Peter back with us here. But Peter, this and I know Dr. Michelle Critella as well, who we've interviewed here on Crosstalk, has talked about this as being child abuse.
Yeah, Jim, and I'm sorry for the, I don't know what happened there with the phones, but yes, and I was saying, I think before it got cut off, that I hope this spreads across all 50 states. The reality is that there are very serious issues. This is the only reason it got this bad is that the media is not looking at the other side. They're so in bed with the transgender lobby and the gay lobby, et cetera, that now we're seeing finally some common sense telling the other side of the story. And, Jim, I remember when I was in Chicago, there was a case of a 16-year-old girl, 16 years old, who had her healthy breasts surgically removed out of this transgender fantasy of thinking that she's really a boy. It's shocking that it even happened.
Well, Peter, we observe also what's happening in a number of cities across this nation, and Lincoln, Nebraska is one. Just February 14th, they passed an ordinance there that basically recognizes all gender identities, and at the same time, they forbid any counseling of individuals about their sex or attractions to someone of the same sex. You cannot talk to them about gender dysphoria and that type of thing. But you've got some of these major cities that are going, in my opinion, the wrong way on this, and certainly thumbing their nose at God, what he has laid out as far as being male and female in his word.
Yeah, and Jim, the story that you're citing, they even mention that a lot of these guys, first of all you have to do is identify as a woman, and a lot of these guys still say that they're sexually attracted to women. And you're putting them in jail despite warnings from places like the UK, where they're saying this has led to raping, the raping of biological women by biological men who are claiming to be women. I mean, this is obscene and insane, and yet it goes on, again, because of the tremendous power of the transgender and gay lobbies in this country that are pushing this in all major cities, just like the council, the ex-gay counseling bans, Jim. You know, there's these incredible power that the gay movement has built up. Even though they continually say that they're victims, they have had the power to get this legislation passed and these crazy rules in various localities across the country.
Well, Peter, I know also, as you mentioned, it's not just prison systems outside the U.S., but what's going on here. I mean, we got men identifying as women that are being kept in women's prisons. It's happening in California. Now we've got legislation that's just been introduced in Maryland that would copy, in essence, the California plan. And even Washington State, we understand, is working on a proposal as well in the House there. I mean, it is something that is impacting prisons. And then we see Fox News just reported recently that explicit Los Angeles jailhouse recordings of Hannah Tubbs, this is a 26-year-old biological male, just received a slap on the wrist after pleading guilty to molesting a 10-year-old in 2014, gloated over the light punishment, saying, "Oh, I don't have to go back to prison, and I won't have to register as a sex offender." I mean, this was an attack, they report, that took place in a woman's restroom at a Denny's restaurant at a time that that he identified as male, but now identifies as female.
Right. And they remember when they laughed at us, Jim, when we said that this could you might have women and girls victimized by these biological men pretending to be women in the name of transgenderism. Now it's happened. We saw it also in Virginia, the Loudoun County case of a rape of a girl in a or a sexual advance towards a girl in a school restroom. This is incredible. And what we have to remember is all of this is victimizing women. The homosexual transgender movement talks about equality, and yet they would gladly victimize women and girls to get their agenda through. It's basically a selfishness where the only thing that matters to them is this transgender agenda and this fanaticism. And unfortunately, one of our two political parties in this country, two main political parties, the Democrats, are completely in bed with the transgender lobby. And Jim, we saw this during the campaign, Biden versus Trump, where there were no media questions that were raised about, for example, this prison issue or biological males competing in women's sports, because the media was in bed with the Democrats, who are in bed with the transgender lobby.
Well, Peter, you use that term in bed, and I just saw the story from Western Journal as well about, and we talked about California and what they're allowing, but now we have a group of parents from a California elementary school. They're outraged. They discovered that a high school science camp actually allowed male counselors to sleep in the same room with their 10-year-old girls. And Peter, this attitude is going on. I mean, what was it, the USA Today described? And now we're not saying that was pedophilia taking place here, but this aspect of putting adult males with girls, Peter, is certainly not going to make circumstances any better here. It's outrageous that they would do this, but we have the USA Today describing pedophilia as just being misunderstood. Ben Johnson.
And Jim, this USA Today article is incredible, but we've talked about this in our previous interviews, Jim, about this thing with so-called minor attracted persons.
Yes.
There is now an actual pedophile lobby which is seeking to do for pedophilia what gay activists did for homosexuality. Remember, first they studied it, Jim, and they said you have to remove the stigma and you have to separate the orientation from the behavior. Well, now they're doing that exact same thing with pedophilia, and the USA Today article says the problem is that pedophilia is quote-unquote misunderstood. And so first it's studying it, then, you know, we've already seen gay activists use the term sexual orientation as applied to pedophilia. Jim, this goes back more than 20 years. And we saw the North American Man-Boy Love Association, the notorious pederasty group, they used to march in gay pride parades in the earliest gay pride parades, Jim. NAMBLA was in the parades until the gay activists got smart and finally kicked them out. So there's always been this sort of fringe effort to normalize adult sex with children, and it's now we're seeing the pedophiles saying, hey, we got to do the same thing that the homosexuals did. They normalized homosexuality, which was once regarded as a mental disorder. That's exactly what the pedophiles are doing, and it starts by separating the behavior and saying, well, it's just something you're born with. It's kind of an orientation.
Friends, we hope that you're understanding that we as a nation are heading down the wrong path. And, I mean, it doesn't end there. According to Golden Globes, the best dramatic actress on television is a man. We've got Fox Business talking about they're adding the Apple iPhones is adding a pregnant man to their emojis. Coming to Apple phones right now voluntarily, download part of the 15.4 beta. But then it's going to be on all Apple phones, they report, later this year. LGBTQ Nation also talking about Apple beta testing a new gender-neutral Siri voice. Peter, it's coming like a tidal wave.
Yeah, I think this is really demonic, Jim. It's just satanic. The America, what's happened to this country? The confusion. God, in the Bible, it says God made them male and female. And this androgyny is an evil thing that they're pushing, and it's most evil when it's applied to children. And we have to hold the adults responsible who are pushing this on children. And then they say, oh, they make it seem so innocent. Well, this is just some kind of identity. No, this is the result of a conscious effort to push this androgynous ideology, this radical gender ideology on children. Now it's affecting the whole country. And it's no wonder that our adversaries, other countries like the communist China and Putin, it's no wonder they laugh at the United States, because it's like we're falling apart because we're leaving God behind and embracing all this craziness in the name of rights.
We're going to take a quick break here and come back for just a little bit more discussion before we open some phone lines here on Crosstalk. But friends, another alarming story is coming out that there are more LGBTQ people running for Congress in 2022 than ever before in the history of the United States of America. Back in a minute. This is Crosstalk.
Have you ever had someone attempt to talk to you about the Watchtower Society or the Book of Mormon? Or perhaps a friend has told you they've started yoga and invite you to participate? You know you heard something about these religions and teachings, but never had the material in your hand to give a biblical response to their teachings. Well, now you can. Two world-renowned researchers, Dr. Ron Carlson and Ed Decker, have teamed up to write Fast Facts on False Teachings, an easy-to-use resource guide that gives you quick, clear facts about several cults and false teachings. You'll find chapters on atheism, Freemasonry, Hinduism and yoga, Islam, Jehovah's Witnesses, Mormonism, and much more. Fast Facts on False Teachings is available for a donation of $16 or more by writing VCY America at 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin 53208. To make your donation by phone, call 1-800-729-9829. That's 1-800-729-9829.
This is Crosstalk on VCY America. Peter LaBarbera is with us today from Americans for Truth. His website, americansfortruth.org or americansfortruth.com, either or. Four is spelled out F-O-R. And Peter, just coming out recently from The Hill, they reported just last week that there are more LGBTQ plus people running for Congress in 2022 than ever before. At least 101 out LGBTQ plus candidates ran or are currently running for the U.S. House or Senate seat this year. It's a 16% increase over the 2020 election cycle, where 87 people ran, according to the LGBTQ plus Victory Fund. And this is something we are seeing, Peter, election cycle after election cycle, significant increases.
Yeah, Jim, and this has been a growing movement, and now it's shocking that there's so many, but it's a conscious strategy to normalize transgenderism, homosexuality in the culture, using politics. The left is very good at politics, much better, I think, in my opinion, than the right. And they understand that they need, if they get these people in power, that it makes it much more difficult to pass pro-family legislation, which runs counter to the LGBT agenda. And so they're very active on this, Jim, and it works. We've seen it time and time again. And unfortunately, it sometimes works when you get these very vocal activists. They use almost a emotional bullying of sorts to make anybody feel guilty. You know, religious discrimination. If you dare criticize the agenda because there happens to be somebody in the legislature who identifies as transgender. Well, we know, Jim, that the truth is not contingent on politics. But what the left seems to understand is that they make change through politics. A lot of times that's their whole purpose. They are more dedicated to their radical ideology and their radical agenda, unfortunately, than a lot of, I think, believers are to defending their truth, defending God's truth in our free country. And it's very sad.
Well, Peter, it's not only happening within one political party either. I mean, we are seeing this also encroach into the Republican Party. And I saw an article from Mass Resistance about a chapter of the California Federation of Republican Women that elected a cross-dressing transgender man as its president. Now, we understand that due to their resistance and speaking out and people, speaking out to this issue, that this was rescinded, that there was a resignation that took place there. But this is something that's crossing party lines.
Yes, Jim, that's another shocking story. Kudos to Mass Resistance for covering it and fighting it. This Gina Roberts, who's a man. He's a man, and he believes, he's pretending he's a woman. And if Republicans go along with that, then what's the point of calling yourself conservative, pro-family? Jim, I think the same thing for allegedly conservative websites that are using female pronouns to describe gender-confused biological men.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's right. And, Jim, one more thing on this Republican point. We see Rick Grenell, who is a very influential Republican, openly homosexual, at the national level, advising Trump. And, unfortunately, one aspect of the Trump administration I did not support was his growing support for tolerance for homosexuality in the Republican Party. And I think Rick Grenell sees one of his major roles as promoting tolerance for homosexuality and pushing the so-called gay conservative agenda in the Republican Party. And to the extent that he succeeds, it breaks down the difference between the two parties, and it lessens the pro-family witness. I mean, we don't want to see an America in which both major parties are pro-LGBTQ.
Peter LaBarbera with us here today, and Lord willing, this Thursday, Matt Staver will be on from Liberty Counsel with a review of the latest pick for the U.S. Supreme Court, Ketanji Brown Jackson. But, Peter, I see that the Human Rights Campaign, the activists LGBT organization, is lauding this appointment, saying that she instills confidence that she will continue Justice Breyer's legacy as a champion of equality.
Yeah, and remember, equality is their buzzword. It's the homosexual transgender agenda. The Human Rights Campaign, let's remember, this radical organization, they do believe, they fight for transgender athletes competing against girls. In other words, biological males competing against girls. That's what they fight for. They fight for the Equality Act, which would basically put that in the force of federal law. So this is a radical, radical organization, and if they're saying great things about this this Ketanji Brown Jackson, well, then we know we have a far-left justice pick, and I really hope that we do not put a far-left justice who endorses the entire LGBTQ and abortion-on-demand agenda in the Supreme Court.
Well, again, Lord willing, on Thursday, Matt Stever will be with us on that very issue. Peter LaBarber is with us. Our phone number to Crosstalk, 800-733-9829. Friends, taking your questions or brief comments, 800-733-9829. Peter, there would be some who would listen to this program and said, how can you spew all this hatred? Well, how do you respond to that?
Well, I think, you know, what I said earlier, Jim, God's truth and the truth about the world, reality, does not change just because of politics. We have seen tremendous gains by the sin movement of homosexuality, otherwise called gay, and now transgender with all the new sexual orientations that are coming. We've seen this evil grow in America. And that leads a lot of people to say, oh, well, same-sex marriage, oh, maybe that's not such a bad thing. But you cannot get your truth from politics because, unfortunately, there's been a real boldness of these sin movements, and it's worked to change the country. Look at that poll we talked about, Jim. It's incredible that one in five Gen Zers would consider themselves identifying as LGBTQ. But we have to go back to the Word of God. The Word of God is the truth that should inform us. And obviously also God's wonderful creation of nature. It's obvious that God created male for female. That's how men and women unite. There's a complementarity. They produce children naturally as God created them to do in the wonderful institution of marriage. That's where sex belongs, between a man and a woman, not outside of marriage. And we need to keep our eye on the real truth and not be swayed by this political sin movement.
And friends, understand it's not hateful to warn somebody that the path you're heading down is leading toward danger. It's heading toward destruction. And Peter, I know that there is hope. There are those struggling in this area. There is hope to come out of such a lifestyle and those choices in order to see about a true change as one has a heart change from the Lord Jesus Christ.
Absolutely, Jim. I was just speaking at a high school, and I played a video from Laura Perry. She's in Oklahoma. She's with First Stone Ministries. I think it's firststone.org is the website. Laura was in that transgender lifestyle. She believed she was a boy and a man, and she actually had the chest surgery, the awful surgery, Jim, and she got saved. She got radically saved. I think her mom got saved, and now she's testifying to the truth about how God really created us, and it's a wonderful testimony. She has the joy of the Lord, but she was in that lifestyle for a number of years, and so of course God can remove people. It is exactly not hateful to tell people the truth, and certainly to warn these young people that do not go down this road of transgenderism, which is actually destroying their bodies, Jim. It's the farthest thing from hate that could ever be, to warn these young people, do not buy the lies of the gay and transgender lobby.
Greg is calling from Tucson, Arizona. Greg, you're on the air.
Thank you so much, and thank you, Peter, for what you're doing. I live in Tucson, but I'm formerly from Massachusetts. I was part of the startup of Brian Kammacher's Mass Resistance. Hmm. In fact, we should add to what you said about Republicans, gay marriage was first instituted by a Republican. Do you want to tell them?
Yep.
Or I will.
Yeah.
Mitt Romney.
And
Republicans suppressed the truth. They covered it up and vilified any of us that tried to get the truth out. That's the Republican Party. Trump also quartered the LGBT people at his Republican convention, if you remember. He spoke admirably about them. He did more to advance the gay agenda than anybody else, and you can ask Rick Grinnell.
Yeah. And I know also, Greg, he put a stop to so many things. He put a stop to this forcing upon schools across this nation in that regard. He put a stop on other legislation, even such as things as the Equality Act that he would not sign into law. So there are many things he did to stop this from being forced upon people. But you're right. He did do courting as well for that. And there was a GOP, you know, pride that was part of it.
And Jim also just recently, I think it's excellent the point you make, both of you, because Trump is a double-sided coin. He stopped a lot of the transgender agenda that had been pushed by Obama, and yet he did cave on gay marriage before he even took the oath of office. Remember that interview with Leslie Stahl where he basically said the gay marriage issue was over. Mm-hmm. That was a critical mistake from Trump, because we don't say that the abortion issue is over because of the Roe v. Wade decision in the Supreme Court.
Right.
We shouldn't say that the gay marriage, so-called, because it's not really marriage, we shouldn't say that issue is over because of a Supreme Court decision. The Supreme Court, these are nine people, flawed human beings in robes. And Jim, one last thing, a bad development here is Trump just had a fundraiser for Log Cabin, which is the gay Republican organization, and it was held at Mar-a-Lago, Trump's resort in Florida. And so I think it's incumbent upon people, if you consider yourself more leaning towards the Republican side or independent, contact Trump, contact your Republican leader and say, look, you do not believe the Republican Party should embrace any aspect of the LGBTQ agenda.
Greg, one final comment.
All right. I wrote two letters to Trump's spiritual advisor, James Robeson, okay, telling Trump he wouldn't even talk to Trump about it. I got a milk toast reply to my letter. I am sorry.
Could you send that to me, caller? I'd love to, through my website, I'd like to see that, because I do really think that we need to have a conscious effort. I think Trump, just looking at what's going on, I think he's going to run again, and I think now is the time for Christians and conservatives to contact their representatives and contact the Trump team itself and say, look, there are, you say that you want the support of Christians. Christians are very concerned over this very aggressive agenda. And remember, there would be no aggressive transgender agenda if it wasn't for the success of the very aggressive gay agenda.
Greg, thank you for the call. And again, if you'd send that through Peter's website, AmericansForTruth.org. We've got to move on to other callers. Richard in Washington, you're on the air.
Thank you, Jim, for taking my call. I have a little different approach, I guess to say. I agree with everything that you and Peter were saying. But the problem is we are allowing the mentally disturbed to set the agenda, because the normal people have given up the field. They're not doing anything as normal. They're staying out of it. And the weirdos and the sickos are setting the agenda for us instead of us standing up for what is right and what we know is right.
Okay. Thank you, Richard. Peter, I know that this is an issue where there has been little resistance early on from even the church.
Yeah, and Jim, I think I hear what the caller's saying, but I do think the people are standing up for what he calls the normal agenda in terms of what we saw with some of the legislation. I think more and more people recognize that it's preposterous to allow a stronger, quicker, faster, biological male to compete against girls, and I think the prison issue is going to be one where there'll be action. The transgender agenda, there's a lot of action resisting it. Unfortunately, Jim, we see poll numbers now that 70%, according to Gallup, of Americans now support same-sex so-called marriage. That's shocking, but that's a result of people giving up, Jim. And I think he's right. You have to stay in this battle. If Christians lose their voice in the public sphere in this free country, then things are only going to go downhill faster.
We'll be right back with more of your calls. Our number, 800-733-9829. We'll be right back.
For the Worldview Report, I'm Brennan House. Our website is worldviewreport.com. All the eyes of the world are on Ukraine and Russia, but broadcast partner Dr. Peter Vincent Pry warns Americans to be very careful of propaganda that would desire to see America drawn into a war in Ukraine, a war with Russia. Why is this dangerous? For many levels, we're talking about then two nuclear nations, America and Russia, bumping up against each other. Only makes for the possibility of a misfire, miscommunication, a nuclear war. There's also no American national interest in Ukraine.
The Biden regime has made so many blunders. One has to wonder if they're blundering their way into a war on purpose, not only to cover their mistakes and national crisis back at home, but also to further erode America on the world stage and bring about a new global superpower, America no longer, but China and Russia, and bring down America. I'm Brandon House.
The number to Crosstalk, 800-733-9829. That's 1-800-733-9829. Peter LaBarbera is our guest here today, AmericansForTruth.org, his website. We've got David in Milwaukee. You're on the air.
Thank you both. Both of you for standing up for the truth. I was at one of your conferences back on South 27th Street, and so I just say thank you. In a coffee shop a number of years ago, I found an article from the Washington Times. Christian rapper comes out as ex-gay firebrand. Monday, November 3rd, 2014, the Washington Times, when they interviewed her, she was pregnant and she was married. And it says a Christian spoken word poet from Chicago, Miss Hill Perry, professes to be a former lesbian and changed, she ascribes to God. And then the other thing, people aren't using the scripture. One Corinthians verse 9, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate. That's men acting like females so they can receive sodomy or give sodomy. And the next one, nor abusers of themselves with mankind. In the King James Strong's concordance, abusers is the word for sodomites. So anyone who engages in the two acts of sodomy, even the marriage bed, can be defiled by a man and a woman with the two acts of sodomy. Thank you. I love you all.
Thank you for the call here. And, Peter, I'm glad the passage doesn't stop there, because it goes on to say, and such were some of you. There is hope to change.
Yeah, Jim, and the reality is that many people have left the so-called gay lifestyle and the lesbian lifestyle, and I think this is why we're seeing this tremendous campaign across the country by the LGBTQ lobby and their allies to basically ban these practices. And now one of the articles you sent me, Jim, is they're moving into the church. They're going to try to get counseling, and of course they're going to go after churches who say you have a teenage boy who says, "Well, I have these same sex attractions. I don't want them. I want to live as God would have me live," and that church might worry that they're going to get in legal trouble if they counsel him not to embrace a gay identity. This is in direct contravention of our free society where people can pursue what they want to pursue and feel freedom. Notice how this movement is almost totalitarian in the desire to stamp out the ex-gay movement. And that shows you that they're afraid of people leaving the homosexual lifestyle.
To Tennessee, Merle, you're on the air.
Yeah, Jim. I just wanted to say this demonic insanity started under Kevin, well, it didn't start, but got a major push under Kevin Jennings, one of Obama's school safety czars. If you read his article, he actually said that they tried to bring it in face value. It didn't work. They backed up. They repackaged it under school bullying, and that allowed him to get it in. He also wrote the foreword for the queering of elementary education. And I'll let everybody read between the lines why Obama would have appointed someone like that. Thank you, Jim.
Okay, thank you. And, Bill Clinton certainly did advance different aspects of it. And Peter, we see that even predates even Bill Clinton. But in recent...
Incremental, Jim. Notice how it's always incremental. It starts out with something that sounds so good. Oh, we want to stop bullying, or we want to stop hate crimes. And then it always leads to more. And remember, there was a time when civil unions were thought of as radical. Mm-hmm. Even most Democrats didn't support civil unions. Now we have 70% of the American people telling Gallup that they support the legalization, the legal idea, which is a concoction of same-sex so-called marriage.
And though it's been quiet here of recent because of not having that having the majority to pass it, but the Equality Act, Peter, continues to remain a threat.
Right. If Biden would sign that in a heartbeat, if he could, Thankfully now, I hopefully it's going to be stalled. But I mean, if that goes through, then we're going to see the power of the federal government behind these all these insane transgender policies. You're going to see federal lawsuits, and it's going to become, and it's really going to affect Christians who want to live out their faith.
And indeed, Peter, and we have individuals who are being the forcing of this. I mean, whether it be that of what we see in the likes of these communities that that forbid counseling those who have same-sex attraction, or we see that of forcing businesses or schools that have to, you know, allow biological boys to be in girls' restrooms, locker rooms, or showers, and vice versa. And then we also have the story out of the UK as well of a British doctor that was fired. He was fired for not using transgender pronouns. He's filed an appeal right now where we had a teacher out, I believe it was also Loudoun County, Virginia, that just won a big award settlement because he said, I cannot lie to my students, and I'm not going to, you know, call a biological male by female pronouns. But this kind of forcing aspect is going on, and not only, you know, in the professions there, but we understand also that there's going to be a new set of battles that are coming up with lawyers that are gearing up to fight these bans on transgender athletes in schools and colleges and so forth.
Yes, Jim, and on that trans lawyer story, what I find fascinating is how the other side, the left, they always fight for what they believe in. What they believe in is wrong. Like I said, I call it a sin movement. It's revolutionary what they're doing. They call it a radical revolution, but they fight for what they believe in. And so many times our side caves. When the Supreme Court imposed so-called gay marriage on the nation, overriding the constitutional amendments protecting real marriage between a man and a woman in, I think, 30 or 30-odd states across the country, a lot of our people just gave up, Jim. They said, okay, well, that battle's over. Let's move on to the next one. You cannot have that attitude. You have to fight for what you believe in politics. Otherwise, you lose. And obviously, the homosexual transgender lobby, which now calls itself queer, by the way, and they refer themselves that way, they are gearing up for these transgender lawsuits. They're not giving in. They're fighting for what they believe in. And if the side of the sin movement and the radical revolutionaries on the left can fight for what they believe in, then why can't conservative believers in Jesus Christ and the Bible?
Peter LaBarbera, our guest here today. Again, the website is AmericansForTruth.org. AmericansForTruth.org. And Peter, thank you for carving out the time and really issue a warning to a nation that's heading down the wrong path.
Absolutely, Jim. Now is not the time to quit. That's for sure.
Indeed. Peter LaBarbera with us here today on Crosstalk. And friends, again, understand that even the aspect of concern of this is not a program of hatred. It is one of love, saying you're heading down the wrong path. Our nation's going down the wrong road as it relates to this issue here. We need to get back to God's Word, the Bible. We need to get back to thus saith the Lord on these issues. We recognize that marriage is between a male and a female, and God created individuals as male or female. God bless you, folks. Thanks for joining us on Crosstalk.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208, or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.